You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, along with the memories they made during high school.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Andrew Bradley. And Andrew, tell us a little bit about what you plan to do following your high school graduation.
Well, I'm planning on getting into the Fire Academy up in Fairbanks. And after that, I will be attending the Fire Science Program at UAF. And from there on, I hope to get a job at a department somewhere and work as a full-time firefighter.
Sounds like you've got that figured out. So how did you become involved in firefighting or the idea of doing that for a career?
Well, I've been working for the Valdez Fire Department. This is my third time. I'm currently working for them now. You know, this is my calling. I was originally going for state troopers, but the Lord said to, you know, go down the fire direction. So
what have you learned working in the fire department in that environment? What are some of the lessons you've picked up?
Definitely some social skills and how to handle your emotions and communicate better. You hear a lot and you see a lot. And even if you're not a firefighter, if you just work at the fire department, you hear the calls and see the guys gear up and head out. So you definitely have to be mentally strong, and it definitely builds that up for sure.
All right. And now what are some of the things you've done in high school that you feel have had a big impact on you, besides firefighting, which obviously sounds like it has?
I got to say, the teachers at Valdez High School have been amazing. Definitely amazing. And they have helped me so many ways to go out and do my best and just tell me to keep moving forward, never give up, and just keep your goals high. And because of that, you know, I've altered my game a little bit to strive to do my best. I think that's the best thing throughout high school that I've gotten out of it.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
I say never give up. Everything happens for a reason. That's my senior quote. Everything happens for a reason. Don't look down on yourself or what others think of you. Keep on, you know, looking high, keep your head high, and just keep moving forward for sure. Never give up.
All right, Andrew Bradley, class of 2020, your senior quote is everything happens for a reason, and COVID-19 happened your senior year. So any idea the reason there or what you've gotten out of it?
Currently, the fire department actually has me working as the Providence Hospital front screener. So I'm right in the front of the line of impact. So I'm all decked out and screening people as they come through, asking them questions about COVID-19, and I decided if I let them through or not. And because of all of this and the pandemic that canceled graduation and like music activities and festivals, it's definitely been hard because, you know, senior year last year, you want the best of the best, but it's also opened up my eyes a little bit, saying how grateful we are for what we have, and it's definitely a lesson to learn from.
Jason Kuiper is our next senior into the spotlight. Jason, are you feeling prepared to graduate and go out into the world?
Yes, I am.
What are your plans following graduation?
Well, there's a school in Oregon I want to go to for a trade school to be either a mechanic or an operator. I haven't decided yet.
All right, and how did you decide that?
Well, it's what I grew up doing, so really, it's what I like to do.
So you say you grew up doing that, so is that with your father or through school?
Yeah, that's with my dad. My dad is the guy that taught me all this stuff and what to do.
All right, I was going to ask you about mentors or classes you've taken that have had an impact.
Well, Melrite is really the only class I've taken, and like welding and stuff like that to get more scholarships for it, but that's about it.
And Jason, have you had a job or done extracurricular activities during your school years?
Yeah, I worked at the Hatcher for a little while for summer, but that was it.
What do you learn having a job?
It keeps you on time, has a task, you have something to look forward to every day. Every day's a new day, I guess.
All right, and do you have any advice for young kids?
Well, stay in school, that's it.
And Jason Kuiper, you're a senior during coronavirus time, so graduation will be a little different. So how are you handling that?
Well, it's boring, that's for sure. You just got to do stuff around your house, I guess, work on things.
Now, are you going to look at your classmates differently? Think you have more of a bond with this senior class because of what's going on with social distancing?
Yeah, a little bit. I really don't hang out with a lot of people. I don't have a lot of time to do that, so kind of always doing something.
Do you think this COVID-19 situation is going to change your outlook on the world? How so?
This virus has put a lot of jobs out. A lot of people aren't really working, making money, so.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Altness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.